This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The opposition Democratic-controlled U.S. House of Representatives moved to impeach President Donald Trump Monday. Though he is in his final days in office, the House Democrats accuse him of inciting an insurrection after last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. The four-page impeachment resolution said President Trump has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to national security, democracy, and the Constitution if allowed to remain in office. The House could vote in the next day or two on the impeachment resolution, but it is unclear whether House leaders would immediately send it to the Senate for trial, given that the president will soon be out of office. President Trump has not publicly commented on the effort to impeach him a second time. At last Wednesday's rally near the White House, President Trump told several thousand people, "If you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore." The president himself spent the 2 months since the election spreading unfounded claims that he really won the election and not President-elect Joe Biden. The largely white mob that walked to the Capitol quickly overwhelmed police there, storming inside, breaking windows, ransacking some congressional offices, and scuffling with security officers in an effort to stop the certification of the Electoral College votes. Dozens of Trump supporters have been arrested. Five people died in the mayhem, including a police officer. The British government launched an ambitious coronavirus vaccination plan on Monday. The goal is to have 15 million citizens vaccinated by the middle of next month. The health department said the plan is to have 2,700 vaccination sites around the country. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and German partner BioNTech announced at a conference plans to boost production of its COVID-19 vaccine by 50% this year to meet global demand. That's about 2 million doses. The company said a new production site in Marburg, Germany, will be able to make as many as 750 million doses per year. That means a total of six facilities will be producing the vaccine, three in Germany and three operated by Pfizer in the U.S. The U.S. National Park Service, operating out of Washington, D.C., announced it will close the Washington Monument from January 11th until after the inauguration, the NPS citing threats of violence. In a statement that groups involved in the It said in a statement, rather, that groups involved in the January 6th violence continued to threaten to disrupt the presidential inauguration. Video from the Capitol violence shows the rioters outnumbering Capitol police officers and in some cases attacking them. The police department has been strongly criticized in recent days for what appears to be a lack of preparedness for the protests that were highly publicized. Outgoing U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund told the Washington Post that security officials in the House of Representatives and the Senate denied his request to ask the National Guard to be ready to help ahead of the attack. Sund said the National Guard would have allowed them to hold all involved at bay longer until officers arrived. Sund said the House Sergeant at Arms, Paul Irving, expressed discomfort with how it would look to formally declare an emergency ahead of planned demonstrations by President Trump's supporters. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump broke her silence about the attack Monday, saying she was disappointed and disheartened by the storming of the U.S. Capitol. But she also said it was shameful that she was the subject of what she characterized as salacious gossip and unwarranted personal attacks. In a statement from the White House, the First Lady voiced her grief at the death of six people linked to last Wednesday's mayhem. The First Lady on Monday also pushed back against those who had questioned her silence about the Capitol building violence until this point. Afghanistan officials are investigating last week's counter-militancy airstrike that reportedly killed 18 civilians, including women and children. You can read more about it on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.